Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show, and it is da-da-da-da-da-da, Ninja Sunday, woo! It is actually my favorite day of the week. I know it's the beginning and the end of the weekend, but Sunday, just like, what is it, those big truck rallies, Sunday, and the crowd goes wild. Ah! Well, anyway, I'm here with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa, who's actually little nuts because he is a kitten, so he does quite a few crazy things while I'm on air, and I'm trying to like block him because it's crazy because here I am getting guests that are like grandmasters in martial arts, and here I am trying to talk to them live on the air to the public, and I have this little thing and this little sucker, and let me tell you, it's a little fast sucker, I gotta say, and runs real fast, and I can't even catch it. It taunts me while I'm live on the air, and I'm speaking, you know, trying to speak very respectful to, like, grandmasters and stuff, and this little furball is, like, running up and down my leg. Maybe someday I might do something with TV and stuff like that, but maybe he'll calm down by then. But anyway, I'm so super pumped to have my guest on air, and I know that when I spoke with him yesterday on the phone, he was at a place that did have a little bit of bad reception. I mean, it seemed pretty good, but just in case to give you guys fair warning, I'm hoping the reception will be good. I don't want to say where it is. It's just the fact that at the location, I think it was a little bit hard of a reception. So hopefully, you know, he will actually be able to get a hold of me. And I do have two announcements, but I actually do have a number, so I'm going to go straight to the number, just grab this person here. Just give me one moment. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
I am Eric Lee.
Oh, Eric, hi! I'm going to recognize the number. Hi, welcome.
Well, I use somebody else's ground phone because I have my cell phone here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for being able to do that, because I know you were in some sort of location when we spoke yesterday with the cell phone, and it seemed to do pretty well, but I just give people a heads up. So I was like praying. I go, I hope the call doesn't drop and stuff, because I'm so honored to have you on my show. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. I am in Alpine, California, by San Diego, California right now. Hope you folks can hear me.
Oh, you sound crystal clear. I mean, even with your cell phone yesterday, it sounded pretty good. So since you're on a landline, I guess we're going to do pretty good then.
I hope so.
Yes, I'm very, very excited to have you on here, because anybody that, you know, they're like, oh, is Eric going to be on? They've been getting really pumped up for you to be on here. And I says, you know, I do a lot of posting on my Facebook page, and everyone knows, you know, the martial arts and everything that you do. And I was like, you know, there's more to it than, you know, the martial arts and the physical. It's also about other things you want to do. So, you know, there's other things I'd like, from your own words, to tell us more. I don't know if you want to start off, you know, how you grew up, how you got into martial arts, and then afterwards, I don't know if you got into acting or whatever first, or martial arts. Which field did you get into first?
Well, I got into healing art first before martial arts, because I think if you learn how to hit, you have to learn how to heal. And my father is 93, and my mom is even older. He's actually getting married.
No, he's 93 and getting married?
Yes. He said he's a young man. He's not an old man.
Oh my gosh, bless him. Oh, my gosh, that's going to be an awesome wedding.
I think so. How I got involved with martial art, well, it comes with my grandmother when I was 2 years old, and she took me to some Chinese opera. And then my father also studied martial arts and Choi Lei Fat. That's the system he studied. It's Choi style, Choi Li Fat is Buddhist style. And that's what he studied after 6 o'clock. And they hit the gong, and then they come out, they work out. That's what my first impression of the martial art in China. And when I got to Hong Kong, about 8 years old, and that's what everything is booming. There's a lot of schools, taekwondo, judo, kung fu school, tai chi, all kinds of things, and I was really interested in that. And those days, in '50s, and they were, I was watching the black and white kung fu movie, and that I really inspired by the character, and that's way before Bruce Lee.
Oh, wow. So how old were you? Did you say that you... were two or a little bit older than that? Because you started saying you were 2 years old, you were real young. How old were you?
Well, I am 67 right now, but I feel like 20s because I can still do the things when I was 20 and I still have the speed. And I think I've been blessed with good DNA and then good habit of eating and exercising. So all those things are considered part of my background. So it really helped.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's something like you were telling me, because we had a few talks, and believe it or not, there's one thing, you know, everybody wants the fountain of youth to stay younger, but it isn't just martial arts, but I think it's exercise in general is really what the fountain of youth is. I mean, do you think the same way I do?
Well, exercise, the most important thing, I think, is you got to have good habits. And then if you don't smoke and you don't do drugs and you have good mind, good thinking, thoughts, because I have a lot to say. I wrote down a list of things, and then I will share with the listening out there. And remember, this what I wrote down is just my experience. It doesn't mean it's for everybody, mm-hmm. and they don't have to believe a thing I say.
Okay, okay, that's good, because I also says I put down on my Facebook page that to at least give me a half hour to interview you before I take any calls, like a half hour, 45 minutes, because you have a lot to say, and I might have to have you back on my show, because with our talks, you have so much to tell the world, and I know it's your experience, but also if we run out of time, it is a two-hour show, I would like to welcome you back on my show, so I don't want you to rush anything, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I that's a gentleman. He's a good friend of mine, and then Don the Dragon Wilson. He called himself the Big Dragon, and Cindy Rothrock, and she's the Lady Dragon. I'm the older dragon. So anyway, my basic mission statement. Can I? You want me to start, or you want to ask me questions?
Yeah.
First?
No, I was like, I let my, sometimes I have questions, sometimes I let people talk, so if you want to take it away, you know, I want you to talk of your experience. Like I said, if you can tell us basically how, you know, you evolved and then got into even acting and your other activities, too.
Well, actually, we are all philosophers. We have different belief system. We are influenced by the culture, by the system, by the sibling, or the mom, or dad, or the friends, or the society, and so some people are trapped into the vortex of the system, and then we have to learn how to work the system in order to be free. My basic statement is: all my life, I've been doing this. Let's say last 40 years or 50 years or something. Love, share. Inspiration before our expiration, and that's basically what I've been doing. So a lot of things I've been doing is what I'm doing for that. A basic follow my. I think everybody have a lot of things to share, and some people like to share, some people don't. That's okay. And then we have to have reason to get off our bed every morning, so we continue to live. And then we have to learn to, because people are always in an emergency. You look at the freeway, they're going so fast, and that's not normal for the human body to take that kind of pace. So everybody's in a hurry, but they don't know. And so some people do, but some people don't know. I live in L.A., so therefore I have lots of people always in a hurry. And then since I've been in martial art for a long time, and then there's a gentleman, the listener might not know him, but his name is Johnny Dividat. Him and I about the same age, and then so when we go to a tournament, and everybody's looking for a trophy and grand champion and all that, but since we have been there before, and then I wouldn't blame the people who want to identify themselves by winning the championship. So him and I look at each other. We said, we're looking for a wheelchair and massage parlor. So that's okay. So right for now, I think because the pacing is so fast, so we have to learn how to manage ourselves better and learn how not to let the stress get to us. So therefore, I talked to the Italian friend of mine. He's older than me, and he said, well, I eat stressful living for breakfast, for lunch, and dinner. I don't let the stuff get to me. He's Italian. So we talk because I used to host China tour for 5 years from 1995 to 2000 or something like that. And so in some country, they welcome what's coming today. You know, welcome the expectation or whatever coming, and they chant for that, and like Tibetan or something like that, and they welcome what's coming. So that's form of meditation, and then so you don't know what to expect, and we always go for what we like and avoid what we don't like. But the reality is life is always going to be under construction. So whatever is coming to us, we can handle it. And then we have to, because we are we all are the master of our own mind, because that's not always expected, unexpected, but handle it and don't let it bother you. And so you learn how to let go. And my philosophy is let it come and let it go, and no emotional attachment. And I just, it makes good reality show. So our habit and patterns and our belief system is controlling our life now, because we're influenced by the society, by what we're believing in. So sometimes our belief system could be good, but sometimes it can be bad. So we have to examine to get ourselves out of the way in order to get the truth and get to the point, and so the truth can set us free. We are lucky we are born in this society. We can have the old and the new, and it's a privilege that we have. And we make the choices what we want to do, because after all, this is our choice, and I think God gave us that privilege, you know. And so my philosophy is very simple. No expectation, no complaint, accept people and things as they are. So that's part of it. And then we all have a lot of gifts. And I started writing down the whole list of the gifts. And then everybody has it. But most of us are too busy, and because we have to make a living, and then we didn't have time to be creative. And creativity is very important. For my research, for the martial art people, 1 out of 350 people made the first degree black belts. I would congratulate you if you are. And then, so we do the best we can. And so you know what you want, and we have to know what we want, and then take action and be bold, and don't dream. Live your dream and take action, go for it. I encourage you. So that's part of the philosophy, and forgive and forget. And most people are playing the radio station called WITFM, meaning what's in there for me. So we got to ask ourselves, are we a taker or both? So am I talking too much?
No, this is how I am, because I try to absorb as much as the time that we're able to talk together. And this is something that I wanted to show, because the thing is that I've noticed, you know, growing up, and I've explained, I always say I've always wanted to be a ninja, not really Barbie. And the thing is that everybody is very, very obsessed with people like Bruce Lee and stuff, people that have passed away. And it's like, beginning of my show, with what I wanted to start off with, I want to talk about Jackie Chan and ninjas and stuff. But what it's been evolving in, and even myself as I'm learning, as I'm growing, I'm a work in progress.
Those are limelight people, and they are a phenomenon. They have a lot of gifts, and they happen to be in show business. Bruce Lee used to come to a school in 1967, and then I live in Oakland at that time, but now I'm not in Oakland. And so I happen to know him, and James Lee used to come by, and Jackie Chan is a nice guy. Actually, I've been in the show business for over 40 years, and then he's the only character that come when we visit the set, and I knew Jackie a little bit. And then he's the only guy that hire other people and give gifts away for the people who visit the set, the movie set. And then he take picture with whoever they are, and he's the nicest guy you can find out. And so Chuck Norris and people like that. Also, no Chuck.
See, this is another thing that I wanted to show from your work and stuff. It's because people are stuck on this iconic image. And for me, for many years, that's exactly how I was, Jackie and Bruce Lee and Jet Li and all these things. But as I'm getting older and being able to talk with people where I only had a little bit of experience in martial arts, and the one that I actually chose, I'd be in it. Like, it's only basic, but I wanted to see for myself. I wanted to get thrown around, and I wanted to step in the shoes of people that I looked up to. So the thing that I wanted to learn about Jeet Kune Do, but where I was back in Boston, I couldn't really find it, so I found this next one called Capoeira. And the reason why I like Capoeira, which was African-Brazilian, there was no trophies. and it was just
right.
your chords, and it's like that's what it appealed to me. So I didn't want the trophies, and it wasn't really so much fighting each other, but it was more like kind of demonstrations. You go into a circle, you do fight someone, but I like movement. I'm not like, and people think I'm crazy. They're like, you don't want to hit someone. I can take good beatings, which I shouldn't really say because I'd be like saying to the guys, throw me around. And people look at me going, what? I go, I want to know the experience of what it feels to be hit. And what? No, I'm serious. This is what I did. I even asked someone to do, like, in another martial art. I go, I want to know about the Bruce Lee thing, about the two-finger punch. And people thought, I says, no. I says, I really want to know what it kind of feels like. And there's, like, pressure points. So it's like putting myself in. They did it. They didn't do it as hard as someone do it, like an attack. It was just very lightly in a tap, and I fell down. It was somewhere on my body. I won't say where it was, but I actually fell down. It was just a tap in a certain point. And I'm going, learning, I go, this is like the real deal. So it's like getting more into it. And, you know, even in the stunt community, my whole point of everything I'm saying is because trying to preserve the history in martial arts and going beyond just like the iconic image and people that have the experience that, you know, going beyond just like Bruce Lee to show that these people, that even though they're icons, they're people too. And that's what I'm trying
right.
to talk about, because no one is invincible. And we had a little bit, we touched bases on this on the phone yesterday. No one in this whole world is invincible. And even though, you know, they talk about disarming a gun and Yip Man's film with Donnie Yen, which is kind of, you know, kind of possible in certain things, but no one is like, you know, like Superman in real life, no matter how far advanced. I mean, and it's like, it's much respect to everybody that are grandmasters like yourself, but, you know, we're all just human. We all bleed. We can get cut, and things can happen. So, you know, it's showing that people are just normal human beings. I mean, what would you say to someone, because you must hear it all the time, especially when you say, when you talk about Bruce. What can you tell people about people that are icons, like with Jackie, Jet Li, Bruce Lee? What can you really tell about them beyond the whole iconic status?
Well, they are people like us, and they have certain intent at a younger age, and that's what they want to be, and they take a lot of action towards what they want, and these people have tremendous of what they call marquee value, and that's why you buy the ticket to go to box office and see the performance, and a lot of creativity, a lot of a lot of energy to put into what they do. And you're right, and they put on the same thing like we do. We put on the same way we put on the shoes and the pants. They have to eat. When they get sick, they get sick. When they feel good, they feel good. But it's all depending on the state of the mind. That's why most of the people are controlled by the emotion, because we suppose we the master of our own mind, because we cannot let the emotion control us. We acknowledge that, but we cannot, especially negative emotion. And a lot of people, and they do what they do, and I have to accept them. I'm not trying to be humble or not humble. I just tell mm-hmm. them you like it is, and what I know, and then what I know can be wrong too, and then so. As far as people, whatever the image, you don't know the real person until you spend time with that person, okay, when it's up and down. But you see a movie, you fall in love with that character, and you don't know the character. Like people think, I only do kata, thing like that. That's 50 years ago, 40 years ago. But they don't know me. Okay, let's talk straight, face to face, right now. And then you know. But what I'm sharing with some of the listeners, hopefully it doesn't offend anybody out there. My philosophy is coming from my own experience. It doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. It just it is, and it's just that experience. So I tell you, get to the point. It is what it is. As far as the character, Jackie Chan, an icon, and Bruce Lee, icon, Jet Li, I work with all of them. And then mm-hmm. I did not work with Bruce Lee. I knew him when he was forming Jeet Kune Do. But the thing about it, it's interesting. Life, the only thing that is fixed is changes. Nothing is permanent except changes. I know that martial arts should be changed. And as far as the Bruce Lee, he's supposed to still outsell most people, and because he's such a phenomenon. I don't have any negative thing to say about anybody, because they one time somebody asked me a question, can you beat Chuck Norris? I said, first of all, we don't do that because that's a disharmony in our spirit. And then I try not to hate anybody. And then if anybody, and, you know, so we suppose we get along with all martial artists and all people on earth. So that's how we harmonize ourselves. If I don't like this person, if I don't eat this food, if I don't do this and that, that's our boundary. So we set a boundary too close. And so you live in a box of your own boundary. So just leave everything open as it is. So there's no problem. And then you live in a more peaceful way and more harmony with yourself and with the other and with the external and internal. So we call substantial with insubstantial, insubstantial with substantial, yin and yang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's right now you spoke to Grandmaster John Olivier. I hope you can interview him. He's quite a philosopher too, because he's a Reiki master. He's 10-degree black belt. He trained with Mas Oyama. And I'm right here on his ranch right now, kicking back for a couple of days before I go back to L.A. And then I got a lot of projects to do. Oh, may I talk about what we're going to do?
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk, you know, if you have projects or anything you can talk about, go right ahead.
First of all, I'm not a competitor. And it doesn't matter what system we're in, there are only a different way of doing it. If somebody hits you by 2x4, what system is that? Well, I call them Home Depot. The one I'm doing, I'm doing a some kind of thing called Shopping Challenge. I'm directing something in downtown LA that's coming up on the 14th. But and I will be going to the set. We're creating a network, and then so I spoke to you, and we got to expand our network, and then be able to harmonize, be able to get along with people is one of the things. Forget who we are and the ego and all that, you know. So what I'm doing here is called Eric Lee and World Martial Arts Council Percent Dragon Network 3. It's a free event. But they have to call Genie, and that's going to be happening in House of Champion in Van Nuys, California. Genie is my assistant. And then let me give you her number for you folks. I'll repeat that a couple of times. Genie, number, she's my assistant. Well, I'll give her a good credit. And then she's really doing a lot of work. She's the chief and executive in charge of all the administration. And her number, are you ready? Get a pen, 503-984-8463, and call her after 6 p.m. in California time, 503-984-8463. I'll give you her email. It's Jeannie's Box, JEANNESBOX, at yahoo.com. Call before the 15th of June to confirm your space, because we are only going to be happening on June 22nd. So we have to confirm. And some of the people you probably know, Cynthia Rafa, Don Wilson, Bob Wall of Into the Dragon, Grandmaster John, and Inger from Russian Champion. And also we have the best bowhead guy contest, Women's Sexy Leg Contest, the oldest, highest rank contest, the Guys Arm and Leg and Contest, and then everybody got a little gift. And this is benefit for the artist, singer, dancer, martial artist, and also St. Jude, and mainly, and I'm hoping to have Marla Thomas to appear. Her father started that organization called St. Jude. So, it's the address. It's on House of Champion, 17228 Saticoy, Van Nuys, California. It's called 17228 Saticoy, Van Nuys, California, USA. And that's on Sunday, June 22nd, 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Admission is free. But, however, you have to call Jeannie before that because we can only take so many people and that's it. And probably 20 million people knows about this. But it will only take a few hundred people, and that's we have to close the door from there on.
Oh, okay. I pulled up the site as you were talking. It says the world-famous House of Champions. This is Academy of Martial Arts, and I tried to find the events. I don't
mm-hmm.
think it's actually posted on the site because I'm on their website.
Both.
And
Facebook, and it's posted Grandmaster Eric Lee, and it's on my Facebook. Okay? But we only hold so many people. And then, oh, by the way, we have a 93-year-old man. He's going to teach us tap dancing. We have also Robert Dixon. He's going to tribute to Elvis Presley. So he's going to do a couple songs for us.
Wow.
It's all for fun. After all, this is nothing to do with fighting. This is just fun. Relax. Okay? It's important
mm-hmm.
to relax because only when we relax, our chi will flow. Only our chi flow. And then what I don't get is that people are so serious all the time. We're supposed to relax. Don't you think?
Yeah, because I get serious. Everything you're saying is making me think. Because it's just, you're just saying basic information that we should already know. But I think to do with jobs and everything that we get so stressed out, and there's easy
mm-hmm.
ways to combat that stress. And I think I do what a lot of people do. I stress myself out. I do too much. But then that's not healthy, too. That can make you sick. But
well,
I think, you know, it's
right.
kind of, I think that's how society is.
We all have to do the meet our basic, meaning make a living. And then we have to face the boss and whatever. Everybody have different job. Sometimes we're the boss. Sometimes they are the boss, depending on what they do. Oh, by the way, this event, we are encouraged for donation only. And then we have what we call Dragon Ladies. Is going to ask the gentlemen to donate if they want to. They don't have to. And we have a bunch of handsome-looking guys is going to donate. He's going to take a box and ask people to donate if they want to. That's not necessary. It's not mandatory. And this event is free. And it's real nice. And so some of you folks never been in California. There's a lot to see. San Francisco, L.A., Disneyland. There's a lot of fun. We forgot that we live here. But I live outskirts of L.A. So anyway, I hope I'm not talking too much.
No, this is awesome. I'm just, this just sometimes happens because I hear what you're saying and I feel like a little kid. It's just something that I feel honored and blessed to have you on my show because people like yourself, you know, I grew up like I said, like watching the martial arts and be so excited to see the way people move, but you know, as myself, I'm a work in progress and learning more and more. It's not just about, you know, the movements and stuff. It's three things. And I think we touched based upon that. And I'm, even though I'm in my 40s, I'm still kind of like a kid with all this. And,
may I add
you know,
a couple more things
yeah.
to what I said
mm-hmm.
earlier? Number
mm-hmm.
one,
sure.
forget the age. It doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
how old we are because
mm-hmm.
our motive and our intention, we have to have interesting thing to keep us alive. So forget the age, and then you can be old at age 18, you can be young at age 100. So
mm-hmm.
you choose. We
yep.
choose.
I'm trying to.
So I don't want to feel old, so I stay busy and do the things I love to do, and including the people around me. And then this thing here we're doing. Why are we doing this? Because it's fun to do this, and everybody should not be feel old. If they feel old, that means they think old. So find
mm-hmm.
something that keeps you young and fun thing to do, and we are never too old to be young again. So all my life it's been like that. So I'm not the Superman, like, you know.
No.
I'm just like everybody else. I just everybody think different. I cannot tell the folks out there how to think because it's none of my business. And they think what they want to think and they do what they want to do. And but this is what I do. So we capture the, if you take a video, you capture the memory of the future, but the future will become today, today will become yesterday. 100 years from now is 100 years ago. Same thing. So we're lucky we're still here. We can listen, we can talk, we can learn, we can grow. And that's it. And we live. First of all, I think if we can, our choice would be have a life before we have a job, if we can.
Yeah,
so
that's
have a life before we have a job, and so I encourage you, everybody out there, take action for your dream instead of dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. Take action. Like you, most people do a lot of action, but people got to do what they got to do, and unfortunately, some people overcommit themselves in the wrong thing, and they stuck and then in the vortex. So when we're young, 20 to older, and then if you're 60s and 70, you're still healthy, I say congratulations. You're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to open for some people to talk?
I like to, I'm going to post the number on my Facebook page, so anybody that wants to call in, the telephone number is 347-989-1473. Again, the telephone number to call in, if anybody would like to ask some questions or give a shout-out to Grandmaster Eric Lee, the number is 347-989-1473. So anybody, if you want to call in, you can actually do so, and people can even do it on their Skype and everything. So we got about another hour, and we can continue on with the interview. So, yeah, it's a two-hour show, and, you know, I mean, you don't have to stay for 2 hours. I just welcome. That's why it says you don't have to worry about rushing or anything like that. You know, it's something some people can. Some people aren't aware that it's 2 hours, and they says, well, I can only do a half, and then they just keep talking, and before they know it, the show's over with, and they're like, it's over with, so... That's why it says you're welcome to be on my show a couple of times. And, you know, besides the martial arts aspect, I wanted people to know also, too, there's other things that you like to do that it seems like you're pretty talented in and, you know, it's stuff that you enjoy. What are other things you like to enjoy besides martial arts?
Yeah, there are a lot of things. Are you talking to me or are you talking to the audience?
Yeah. Yeah, well, for you, if you want to hold on to that note one moment, because I do see a caller. Someone's calling in, so I'm going to take a caller, and then we'll go back to what we're talking about, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
This is Douglas Wong. How are you doing?
Hey, Sifu.
Oh.
Hey, Eric. How's it going, Eric?
Douglas Wong, Sifu Wong. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, Eric. Just listen to your show, you know. You and me go way back.
Yeah, we're going back to 60s.
Yeah, in the 60s, yep, that's us.
Grandmaster Wong is a tremendous, and he's done a lot in the world. And matter of fact, when I was competing, he was one of the judges.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Way back.
Yeah, a long time ago. And I'm glad you I'm in San Diego right now.
Yeah, I heard you were with that whatchamacallit, John's Ranch, huh, up there.
You're gonna come up here and take a couple of days and relax, get away from the hustling, bustling city.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
We all need to do that. Every day.
Yep,
the more the merrier.
Yep, that sounds good. Yeah, just call them, you know, say hello, hope you have a great turnout for the event over there, June 22nd. Is it right?
June 20th. That's one of my guests, and please come if you have time.
Yeah,
and,
I'll be there. Yeah, I'm only 10 minutes away from there, so it's no problem.
Yeah, you're very close.
Yeah, I'm very close to you. Yeah, talk about your music. I know you like to talk about that. That's your, that's the other thing you like to do.
No, you talk about your movie. You done.
Yeah.
I'm not really doing too much. I am writing a script, and we have a person doing the video game. We doing what they call a prequel for action time travel comedy. And
yeah.
And so we have a guy doing the comic books, and then, matter of fact, he's going to be at the June 22nd. Mm-hmm. And then the script is still being written, and everybody who perform, if they want to, they can have a cameo in the movie, and if they don't want to, no problem. We
okay.
don't have to, you know. And we're going to film the whole thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not a personal game. It's for everybody. This party
right.
is for everybody. It's not for me. Somebody have to put it together, and you have no light to put together. So I invite all my friends and anybody there, but they have to confirm with Jeannie because we only hold so many people.
Right.
We don't want
right.
the fire department to close us down.
Definitely.
We can do that if they want to, but, you know, we're just working here, you know.
Yeah.
Put it together.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, well, I'll get off the phone. I'll let other people call in. You have a good one. I'll talk to you soon, Eric.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank
goodbye,
you,
Shelley. Thank you. Okay, Shelley. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. See, Eric, it's so nice. Every once in a while, all these people that I've connected with, Douglas has been on my show a couple times. He's surprising me. He calls in all the time, too. And he
well, you interviewed Sivu Douglas before, Bill, huh? Yes.
Yeah, I've interviewed him a couple of times, and he's called in a couple of times on my show. He's wonderful to have on my show.
Yes, he is. We're about the same age, actually.
Really? See, you guys, I like you guys a lot because I think I touched base about this before where everybody that's, you know, they try to get in the mind to stop thinking that I'm really, you know, old and don't put my foot into the grave before ahead of time because even going out, you know, I can't be around you guys all the time and talk on the phones. I have to go out on my own, you know, into societies. And this is an example of what happened yesterday. You know, I was all happy, you know, just going to a store, picking something up, picking up a little food, you know, just enjoying it. And all of a sudden I hear this woman from nowhere. I don't know why I heard it because people in stores talk really loud and they're saying, I feel so old. And she didn't look much older than me. And this is what, like, I'm trying to break through for myself and not just talk about it to other people. Ever since I was little, even as a little kid, I keep hearing the word over and over again, old, old, people in their 20s, 30s, people younger than me saying, I'm old, 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 and I'm trying to get it out of my head because, like I said, I can't be around grandmasters and talk to you all the time. You know, I have to be on my own sometimes and go out into society, but it's like it's programmed into us, and it's like I'm trying to stop it and try to push it out of my head, but it's everywhere I go. It's like some weird disease or something.
Well, my idea is this. Number one, like I'm going to repeat this one. Don't believe your age. Just forget
mm-hmm.
it. And then we talk to ourselves more than anyone else because it's self-talk. And it's all depending on negative or positive self-talk. If we continue to repeat the negative in the body, in the mind, and then we're going to get the same old results. But if we think young, what can I do to make myself? If your thinking is not making you feel younger or feel better, and then stop it and don't repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people repeat the things they don't like. And then
mm-hmm.
I have somebody that repeat the same story. He forgot he repeat to me at least 10 times, and he continued to repeat the same old story to other people, and it's not making other people happy, and it might not making him happy either. So I feel that there's a lot to it. So I learned that long ago that I don't want to repeat things that we don't like. So
mm-hmm.
try not to, but sometimes we're human. We forgot. We repeat ourselves. And that's okay because we are only human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I get exactly what you're saying because I think it's true is because in certain situations, like with myself, and I think it does happen to a lot of people, not everybody, I think, growing up in their lives have people that could, like with yourself, I think you influence and help a lot of people to stay positive. But I think sometimes out in society, I feel very lucky and blessed because, you know, getting people who are very positive to help me overcome negativity, I think in society, I don't think a lot of people have that blessing to find people, and they're kind of like stuck. So, you know, it's to overcome the negativity. I do that a lot too. Sometimes I'm so negative, and I say, stop it, Shelley. Sometimes I can catch myself because even though it takes me a lot longer or whatever, after a while I will stop it, and it's because I have people like you in my life, other people like yourselves, because you guys have the experience, and that's why it's kind of refreshing to talk to someone like you because of your life experience. It's not everybody's.
Well,
but
there are people like me, and
mm-hmm.
then I'm influenced by a lot of people. And if you look at, okay, let's say five people in your life, who is the closest one to you because they are the one influencing you the most? It could be your mom, their dad, your closest friend, or your own belief system, or the movie, or whatever, or the internet. So as I wrote down, we become who we close to. You understand? We are close to some of the people giving us, influence us the most. So you become the people you spend the time with. So it all depends on, for now, because I like martial arts and I like to make film and I like music. I do keyboards and saxophone and, you know, and I do like to put event together because it's creative. It's fun. Not everybody like to do that. That becomes work for them. For me, it's just fun. And then, of course, we got to have good health. Therefore, your diet, exercise, what we think, is very important. And then also we have to let go. And then so since we are in the middle of a blind spot, we don't even know what they are. So we have, for me, I oftentimes, a few times, I ask my closest friend that who knew me a long time, what is my blind spot that you see that I might not see, I might overlook. My ego is outside the door, so I listen to you. So what I do is, but the other thing is, most people have some people they don't like, and I think that's not good. One time I was dating this doctor. She's in the high level of 3% of the doctor. She said, Eric, I won't fight with you. I said, why? Because if I don't fight with you, you'd be fighting by yourself. True. So I don't like that. You know? So I just let it go. I say, accept people as they are. That's not bad or good. It's just the way they are. So you have to accept that. A lot of people develop a lot of problem for themselves by pressuring themselves. In Chinese medicine, we call liver fire. That means imbalance with the fire element. And then one of the organ is not balanced. Okay, some of the people go to what they call anger management, but actually it's a personal profile defect. And we don't even know it sometimes. I don't know everything. I'm learning about things like this. And then my father is herbalist, and then I live in an herb shop. And when I was 8 in Hong Kong, we have doctor and herbalist. In Hong Kong, in the old days, drug and herb, same thing. They put together and we over here because they have what they want to do. And so the people are influenced by what we grew up with. Or what, the TV or the system. So there's no such thing. For my book, whatever works, you know, whatever keep you happy. And some country, some even here, what can I do to make you happier? And some people will say, what can you do to make me happy? So that's a different concept. So you choose what your belief system is.
Everybody thinks
differently.
Yeah.
So there's a different mentality. And unfortunately, the whole idea is for us, for human being, we want to be happy, relaxed, harmony, balance, and peace. And the only way to do that is by examining how we think. And sometimes we don't know what we think until we see more of we outside the box. In, because a lot of people, unfortunately, they are in the box and they don't know they're in prison until they get out of prison wall, the prison wall. And I know that I'm a sucker for a lot of things too. But we live and learn, and I'm not saying we messed up a lot in the younger days. We finally got something right, but there's a lot more to be, to learn, to grow, and so we're only camping here in this lifetime. That's all. And then even give and take 100 years, not that long compared. Dinosaur was extinct 65 million years ago, and human being only couple million years. That's it. So we don't know that much, do we?
Mm-mm.
We don't know that much. We know a little bit, but we don't know that much. So everybody's a master, grandmaster, and everybody's a sifu, guru, and sensei out there. And then we only know what we know, and knowledge start with what you know going to what you don't know. And we can liberate ourselves and to be freer from what we don't know. So we, our horizon in life is bigger than what we know, what we don't know. Because what we don't know can become what we know if we ask and humble ourselves. That's it.
Would you be able to talk about something in your life? You know, how did you overcome something in the life? I know you said to be, like, positive, but just turn an example to talk to, like, for our listeners. Something that was hard in your life that you actually overcome and to get over with it. Like, you know, I think one of the hardest things really is, there's two things that are really hard, I think, in life, because I've seen this for myself, too. One thing is, like, a breakup and, you know, with an other or something where a death in a family member or a friend, those things are so hard, and it seems like they can't stay with you. You know, I mean, how do you yourself overcome issues like that to make you heal?
Okay. I'm not claim that I have all the answer, but you have, if you attach to it, the one of the thing that we taught, that we learned, that we have to accept people as they are, and you have to forgive them because they, if, let's say, me and another person, and then she had to go, I have to let her go because that make you happy. But what's the sense for me to continue to cry about things and I have no control? And for next, I know people that divorced 40 years, he still worry about and he can not get over with. The bigger thing for us is to let go of the things that controlling us. You're giving too much power and energy, and so that's why you feel bad. And so the key to do is let them go, let it come, let it go. That's the martial arts, same thing. I don't know what I'm going to do. I cannot use the same technique on you because you might have different, you might throw me off and I expect you to do a sidekick all of a sudden, and then you're going to do a broken rhythm backfist to me, and then what's going to do? And so there's nothing is fixed. So the key for me is to let go of the past and don't repeat and let it go and be free from that. And that's not easy to do for a lot of people. And I know that's a big challenge for us. It's actually more challenge than kicking and punching. So the key is to let go, let it come, let it go. And that's a habit. So I can let go a lot of things because I can't do that 30 years ago because I've been practicing for a long time. Kicking and punching, that's some people hit a plateau in life because they want to improve. So the key to do is consistently understand it. Like, I'm doing keyboard, and if I do the key of C, the middle of C or something, I do it over and over again. So my motor skill and my finger is going to be in tune what I want to do, and then it becomes second nature. So when the letting go method, it becomes your second nature. So what's the sense of holding things that don't belong to you? Let it go.
Yeah. I guess that.
Who's the beneficiary here? You or her? Well, somebody else, or he or she, want to leave that, you have to let them go. No sense of holding on. There's something else will come along, and that's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emotional attachment. It can be physical attachment, depending what it is and who you attach to, how you attach to. That's one of the things we have to learn to understand it, because feeling for healing, not letting go, is you don't want to let go of the feeling that you have, and so it's going to stay and you're going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, and very simple. And then as I grow older, I want a simplicity. The only way to do it is not to have too many things. If you don't want anything, you got everything. The more you want, the less you have. The more bigger slave you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's thing, people, or environment, or psychological, or physical, all that.
Yeah, I get what you mean about the, things about, like, materialistic things. Because I believe with, with certain things and materialistic, I don't know if this is something to continue with what you say about having things. I think you could have a car. It doesn't have to be the most expensive car, a house. It doesn't have to be the most expensive house. But if you have it paid off and it's yours, it's kind of like a freedom, like to have normal things. I don't know if that's a point that you're getting or if I'm getting off track. Is that something else you wanted to bring up? Is that what you were heading towards? I'm trying to just understand a little bit more.
Do what you want to do and enjoy mm-hmm. what you give and share with others. And then don't attach to it. And then, what you give, that's different kind of gift, okay? That's the
mm-hmm.
offering, that's kind of gift. When you offer to somebody something, you don't expect anything in return. If you're going to buy a product, okay, I'm going to give you $50, I'm going to get that pair of shoes, and then it's a trade-off. I'm going to give you this money, you're going to give me these shoes. Sometimes, unfortunately, friendship or something, I'm going to buy you a lunch, and I expect the lunch back. That's a trade-off friendship. That's not a real friendship to me, unless it's a business, and then business meaning trade-off. Okay, but the real friend are different than business. Are you there?
Yeah, yes, I get that. I get that from what you're saying, because when somebody does something for you, it's kind of not something where they would come back a friendship. Business is different. Business is business. But if someone's your friend and they do something for you, it should be out of doing it out of, not expecting anything back. And I get what you're saying, because I had people that would come back to me and say, from years ago, saying, well, remember when I did this for you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm thankful. But it's like reminded me over and over again. It's like, do I owe you something? Are you trying to tell me something? Like, I don't understand. I'm like trying to tell people, do you want my blood? I don't like that. That's where it's hard for me to, like, stay friends with people, because I can't. it just bothers me after a while.
We are only human. We cannot save the world. And then we can only do so much, and then you just have to let go. Some people ask me, because I'm good at what I do, and they're good at what they do, and they expect to be good at what they do in overnight. That's not going to happen, because they've been practicing this for a long time, and I haven't. And so you have to accept what you are and what they are, and accept that, and then that's okay. But regardless what happened, You still have to be happy and balance and peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Yeah.
And you cannot let anything or anybody to interrupt your peace of mind and your happiness. And that's and it's important to be harmony, balance, and be peace with yourself. And so that's why I find this important. Unfortunately, not everybody think the same way, and I'm not saying that I'm the right either. I can be wrong, but this is what I got. This is what I know. So it's okay, but I'm willing to share and be open and let the people see this is another way. But my way could be the worst way, but their way could be the better. But I have to see how do you balance that between?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you understand that? The harmony.
Yes, I do get that. And like for you talking to me today, see, this is a blessing that you're on my show because the rest of my afternoon is going to be great. It's like after
I don't know, great
done.
Or bad. You know, it is what it is. You know, and I hope the audience likes it, a listener, and I'm sure I can learn a lot from the listener also. Because they have different things to say.
Yeah,
I just happen to be on your show. That's it.
Yeah, and it's awesome because this is why another reason why, like, I think I repeat myself sometimes. Anybody, when I think of like grand masses, it's not just like to me. You know what a key word when I hear grand masses, and it's not just the movements in martial arts. It's life experience. That's the kind of a title that I think of when I hear someone says, "Oh, I'm a grandmaster." So it's kind of relating to life experience and such. And I think that's what I need more in my life is hearing more people about their life's experiences because it's something. You know, they say about someone if you want to become successful or anything to make your life better or become successful, surround yourself with more people that you want to be like, people that are successful in their own way to help yourself out. So I think
that's
why when I hear
different kind of success, and the success in
mm-hmm.
thinking, the success
mm-hmm.
in the mind, the
yes.
success in medical term, and the success in finance, there are all kinds of success, and we're going to have to find our own role model to learn from them, and so that's why I said, you know, just because I'm have given certain title, this and that, it doesn't mean I know everything. I don't. And matter of fact, and there are a lot of things I don't know. I need to learn everything. But simplicity is one of the key that I'm doing now is you can't let things bother you. That's one of the things. I don't let things bother me, and that's why I stay calm and peace. And then if things bother you, I said to myself, oh, that makes good reality show. I get it. And then what are you going to do? You can't fix the problem because it's none of your business and none of your problem. But I can learn from what they think and what they got themselves into. That's okay because we are only, after all, black belt, we talked about this before. Black belt, white belt, never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so-called grandmaster, that means like grandfather. Okay, and then if somebody trained with me at the same time, my student would call him uncle because I have teacher too because actually, the healer have healed themselves. You know that? And everybody in a different level, I'm not saying I know everything. I'm just know what I know. That's it. And there's a lot of things I don't know, like I said.
Yeah. And now that you're getting on the topic about teachers and such, when I went on your site, was one of your masters, if I have this correct, was Al DeCascos, is that correct?
He's one of them. Yeah, I have like 14 teachers. And
oh, wow.
He influenced me. I learned from when I was in college, I have open map, and everybody and all styles welcome. and anywhere from boxing to American wrestling. We learn from each other. And those days, a long time ago, and back to 60s, and we just opened up, and then Sifu L is one of them. He was an innovator. He was a good teacher. He's very motivated, and I learned from other people too, everybody. And, but after all, the beginning, you learn the basics, and then you learn how to crawl before you walk, and you learn the basic fundamental, and later on become technically inclined, and you become creative, what you got. And then later on, you hopefully become a scientist or innovator. And you surpass the duplicate stage. Don't misunderstand me. There's a lot of value on preserving the purity of the original art. But but everybody think different. So I accept people as they are, the system as they are. So you know what you need to do next. Folks out there, by listening to this show, that are really advanced, and I'm sure I can learn a lot from them.
Yeah, the telephone number once again to call in is 347-989-1473. Again, anybody that wants to call in, ask Eric Lee any questions. It's 347-989-1473. And I'm looking to see the time here. We got about over, I think, a half hour, 45 minutes around that time. Can you tell, your experience in growing up, in martial arts, yourself, like your experience in it as a kid?
Well, it's fun, and I've been blessed, and I can do what I want to do, and I was born after the war. I did not have to serve any party, but if I was strapped to the service, I would go for it, but during those days, I was lucky. And then, I didn't have to kill anybody for the war, and then a lot of my friends are expat now, and they have some people, they cannot sleep overnight. So the Memorial Day a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
I called them up, thank you for serving our country. And they are a good friend of mine, and they have some post-traumatic stress from the war since 60s, that was so long ago. But as far as growing up with the martial arts, and I was a fanatic, and I like everything, and then I happen to be very friendly with people, and so open more door. I don't see that, I don't see that we know everything, so we observe and we exchange a lot of it. And then all the stuff is good, everything is good, but everybody find their own expression. And I believe, like music, like martial arts, there's only one rule. No rule. That is the rule. If I learn a combination, there's one person, he played with Stevie Wonder. His name is Rodney Franklin. And when I first learned the music a few years ago, And I have this book in front of my piano. He threw it away out the window. I say, what are you doing? I just got this book. He said, in music, there's only one rule. No rule. So he was teaching me some music, and I was teaching him some martial art. He said, martial art, no rule. Your rule, no rule. So that's it. And from there on, I get it. They're all the same. In life, there's certain things you have to forgive, forget, and let go. That's the rule. No rule. So be happy, do what you want. Hopefully, if you don't know what you want, I know Steve was 60 years old, 65 years old, he doesn't know what he wants. So I told him, why don't you cover yourself with a blanket and then and take recorder or write on the paper what you want to do and do it. So some people are more motivated in life. Some people are not. So I can fix their attitude until, you know, until they want to. If you don't know any, if you don't know what you want, you're not going to get what you want. As simple as that. If you know what you want, go get what you want. And that's the, and what you get is the result of what you want. So therefore, you got what you want, and then you move on to next. We messed up a lot in the old days, and we finally got something right when you live long enough. So some people are lucky, and they inherit very good philosophy from their parents, siblings, or friends. Some people are not, and I have to earn it myself. It's a lot of, there's a lot to do. And so I'm motivated, even today, you know, I'm very motivated to what I want to do, and what I'm doing is good for regular people, mankind. It's not one person, it's for everybody. So I have more than 1,000 projects, the original project, and then we are in the process of filming it and shoot that in green screen, and we have a movie, and then we have this show here, June 22nd, and then you know, fun stuff, and everybody's included. Everybody's welcome. I extend my invitation to the folks out there. They call Jeannie, and you know, otherwise we're gonna put everything on streaming video. And I know a lot of people cannot travel because it costs a lot of money to travel nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Let's say you're in Switzerland and you cannot come to California to do this. That's okay, because we got access to the technology, internet, cell phone. So it's on streaming video. We post that on the Facebook or the website. Okay.
Mm. That's really awesome, because the thing is, technology is really great. Right, and
yeah.
I think like it's really awesome, but it's like kind of, I don't know if you can say catch 22, because I understand with business, if you're busy, to text and everything, but it seems like in today's society, no one really wants to talk on phone anymore. Everybody wants to do email. I mean, business is one thing, but in personal life, I get so aggravated because everybody wants to text. And it says, listen, I have to talk to explain something because I can't always write the way I want to have it come out. And I go, can you call me? And people are like, well, can't we just text? And it ends up getting into an argument because, and I've lost friends over this, and I try to tell people I cannot, you know, this is the one thing about bad about technology when I try to explain a situation so I don't lose a friendship. I mean, how can you overcome something like that? Because the technology is good, but it's like...
Well,
you...
my thing is this. Maybe, I don't know, 100 years from now, I probably won't be here, although I might be with the technology. If we talk 100 years from now, they think we're crazy. Why are you talking? We're just telepathic, like the animal. I can come over here using my mind to tell you I don't have to say a word. Did you know that animals are more telepathic than we are?
You ask
an animal to come with your mind, and he might come if he listen, if he focus on it, and if he like you. But if he don't like you, he might walk the other way. As far as I know, that good old-fashioned phone call and have a lunch and face-to-face, that's okay. But there are also good technology. I can leave you a message on a text mail or email because you might be working, you might be busy, you might not be able to. You might be in a conference call, and you might not be able to answer my text, my phone call. So therefore, text. So either way, but I know people that spend the whole 20, you know, a lot of times on just texting and go back and forth. For the busy people, sometimes it takes a lot of time to go back and forth. I have 14 million people visit my website before, and so that's too many people. So I have to still have to do what I want to do. And technology, I would like to, if I'm lucky. I can delegate to some people who can do the job. And I personally don't have enough time to do. I still have a life first before I do a lot of public things. So you still have to be creative, and you still have to have your own time. You call your own. So your life is more important.
Mhm. Yeah. It's nice to have that communication one-on-one, but it seems overbearing with technology, and it's good to step away from the computer. It seems so much. It's stressful.
Well, it's not going to stop because the pace is picking up faster and faster. I remember from 60 to now, it's a big difference. You know, that's okay. I just so you have to remain in the pace you like to be, and we don't have to trap in unless we stuck. We have no choice, and we stuck into the pace 100 miles an hour, and then. Meditate, you know, calm, relax, peace. It's so you don't give too much power to the external, and if you do, you're going to lose yourself.
Hmm. I mean, Skype is good, too.
Life is good, and when somebody say that, the other day, I went to a company, a cell phone company. The guy said, there's no such thing as a free lunch offer. Obviously, he never gave anything. there are free lunch. A gentleman named Bill Gates, he's rated number 4 adjusted inflation in the United States. And he's Rockefeller is number 1 of all time. And you know what? Bill Gates is trying to convince his friend, the rich friend, to give things away because one day when they're going to go, they cannot even take one penny with them.
Hmm.
There's a one person, he told his wife, I'm very sick, I'm going to die, and I want all my money go to me. And so she said, no problem. So she wrote him a check in his coffin, and he buried with a check. But he can't cash it. So what's the sense?
Huh.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, so it's just sitting there and getting interest in the bank.
Yeah, well, life is more than just money, right? More than material. There's a lot more than that, but he's strapped. He stuck with that. So that's what he got.
Wow.
The other day, I'm going to tell the public right now. I'm going to tell you right now. Dr. Fang, he's a good friend of mine. He's an acupuncturist, martial artist, Tai Chi, and also classical dancing, the ballroom dancing, that kind of thing. And he said, Eric, I'm going to have a funeral party. I said, okay, I'm going to join you. And so somebody overheard that, and then at the one seminar, I said, make sure you will everything to me. I said, okay, what if you die first? Will you will everything to me? He just shut up. Are you there? So
yeah.
There are people like that, and so they only, so we supposed to share everything to people. After all, we're only camping here. We cannot take anything with us. Nobody can.
That's true. You just, you know, you can't. Well, here's something I could ask, you know, because I think it's human nature, but why is it like, you know, if people, you know, if you don't have any money, people don't want to bother you, right? You know, they just seem to be nowhere around. And all of a sudden, if you come into money, right, everyone's like your best friend. Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah. Well, enough is not in most people's dictionary, unfortunately. You know what's what is in most people dictionary? Greed. G-R-E-E-D.
Mm.
Is that how you spell it?
Yeah, G-R-E-E-D, yeah. And I know what that rhymes with. Greed,
okay.
Greed rhymes with me.
Yeah, okay. So you do what you do and they do what they do, then you have to forget it. And then all your friends, you know, and then how many are your true friends, no matter what condition you're in, they accept you. But how many people, and if you go to banquet, you invite them over for a party, give them the Hall of Fame or food and anything, they come. But when you ask them to help you out, you're broke. And $5 for lunch, you don't have enough money to eat, and then are they going to be there? Some people will, some people will not. So you know who they are, and you know who they are, and then you know who your true friends are. You know who's the thing about it. You want to know not the image, but the real faces, the color of the rainbow, in the heart, in the mind, in the spirit, in the soul. What are you?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I like. No,
it's
a lot. I mean, I know you have lots to talk about.
A lot of
and
stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still
if
learning.
Anybody else. Yeah, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing, man. I love our talks, and you know, even after the show, I want to have you back on air. You know, talk about that thing that you were doing, that you're feeling about the shopping.
Shopping. Oh, yeah, that's the fun stuff. I cannot give that away until I finish. I am singing in one song in 8 different languages. We're in process doing that. And the shopping is the episode will be hosted by someone else. And then we have 3 different women in it, and then a whole bunch of people. And then we have the van, the location, everything. But we can talk about that. By the time we do that, and I should be done by then. We are shooting on the 14th of June.
14th of June. So that's not far away.
A couple of weeks. And then we're going to shoot that, and then today is the first, right? And then we're going to shoot that, and right now we're doing the script, and then I like to have fun, and this is fun. And we're going to have, they're going to shop, and they're going to be in the film and the video, and then we're going to let them shop, and they're in paradise. And then after that, we go to Golden Dragon restaurant or something, and then we're going to have some food, Chinese food in Chinatown. Matter of fact, across the street, they have a Bruce Lee statue, almost a rectangular to Bruce, to the restaurant called Golden Dragon Restaurant in L.A., and they have a 10 or 12 feet long, tall Bruce Lee statue made of bronze, and whoever the artist is, he did a terrific job.
Oh, yes, I seen you. There were some pictures, and I put it in the queue, I think. I think there's a
anybody
picture in front of it.
Anybody can visit and take a picture, and then it's about time he got his picture. He got his name on a sidewalk and in front of the man's Chinese and a long time ago. And I know where it is. And so somebody got to inspire somebody. So his movie is certainly inspired a lot of people.
Oh, I got to move out to California.
Unfortunately, Bruce did not live that long. And I crack up a lot. I just laugh. And then we just make out. We did a movie, small movie. Well, do you know Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Are you going to say water?
Water?
Oh, yeah. But I got to tell you something, though. You know how come there's more Chuck Norris jokes than Bruce Lee jokes?
I don't know.
Because Bruce Lee is no joke.
Oh, he's serious.
Yeah, because you know how they talk about Chuck Norris and they have all these notation like Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups, he pushes the world down. Like, there's all these things that Chuck Norris is, like, so great. And you hardly don't hear any of these, you know, Bruce Lee things. So it's like there's not really many too much Bruce Lee jokes. And I saw this one time on a meme, and it shows Bruce Lee holding some, you know, nunchuck, and it says, you know, why are there more, yeah, why are there more Chuck Norris's jokes than Bruce Lee jokes? And the answer
don't
is...
Don't get me started about joke thing. I know a lot of jokes. You want to hear one? Okay,
yes.
this supervisor, she got an ego trip, and she just got promoted, and then she tells her employee, okay, customer is always right. So she take a job, she got a big ego, she got some raise, and she's promoted to supervisor, so she's telling her employee to do that. So all of a sudden, the customer comes in the door, so the employee went over there, you're right. And then so he kept bowing to the customer, and then after the customer left, and then so the supervisor, the one with the ego, taught you well. No, what's all this commotion all about? And, well, I tell you the truth. I do everything you say. Customer's always right. Well, so what did they say? Well, they say that you're an idiot. So I say, you're right. You got that?
So you're a medium. Is that what you said?
Idiot.
Oh, okay. All right.
Another one. This for the audience. This is fun. Why does the bronze, this is only a joke, so don't take me seriously. Why does the bronze keep getting fired from M&M factories?
I don't know why.
They keep throw away the W's.
Oh, gosh. Can you do your impersonation? Yeah, there's an impersonation where I would love to have James Huang on my show, and you did this awesome impersonation. I do my best to talk to him.
Okay, this is, I was in a movie too, and I happened to double for all the movement for Dennis Dunn, and he's Kurt Russell's sidekick, a movie called Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm-hmm.
Big Trouble in Little China. He was the Lo Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
no, because a lot of people haven't seen it because it was done in Fox Studio 1986.
Yeah, I remember that. It had, what is her name from, she's got blonde hair, and I think they had contacts. I think she had green eyes in the film. Kim Cattrall, James Liu. Oh, yeah, she was in it. James Liu was in it. I'm trying to think who else was in it.
Joe Okumura, Jim Lau. Yeah, I know a lot of people. I was in it. Basically, are you sure you want me to do this?
Yeah, I just like the imitation of James Huang. He was the bad guy, and you said that you can do imitation impressions. Lo Pan, yes.
Lo Pan. Every time I see James, he always elbow me. I say, James, why are you doing that? You're going to give me a Bruce rip. And he said, do me. Do you? Okay. James Huang. My name is James Huang. I was in a movie called Big Trouble in Little China. And Susie, I won't be home for dinner tonight because I have another engagement. That's James.
Last one.
I mean, I got a lot of them. I got thousands of them. Why don't they have telephone books in China?
I don't know.
Too many wings and wongs, they can wing the wong number.
Oh, my God.
All right. I hope audience doesn't shut me off. the listener to shut me off.
No, I was just saying if there was anything else, because I can do my two announcements. I didn't do it in the beginning of the show. What one of them is for the Martial Arts Kid on Kickstarter. I don't know if you know about
that. Yeah, I heard of Kickstarter. Yeah, they're fundraising but it, the best is to have a 501c3 before you do this.
Have a what?
501c3 is the nonprofit organization. You have to go to IRS or the tax attorney to do that, or a lawyer can do that, because it's nonprofit organization. People can give you money and you don't have to pay them back, but you better have a good cause.
Oh, yes, the Martial Arts Kid. It's on Kickstarter.
So any movie. There's many websites can do that, and Kickstarter is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of them.
Yeah,
well, you have to look at the internet and tell you which one and how do they run the system, and then who is going to do what, and that's a lot of work to do, and not everybody can do it, and then so you have to ask the people who knows about this. I'm not a lawyer, so therefore I cannot advise anything.
I totally understand that. I just it's just promotions and stuff that I help do when I keep making the announcements, because they're almost, you know, I can, you know, read about that at the end of the show. Like, there's a couple announcements.
I'm losing you.
Oh, can you hear me?
No. Holly.
Yeah? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I've had weird experiences where my guest was still in the queue. I had two people, and they're like, Shelly, like, I guess my call had dropped one time, so they're sitting there, and I'm trying to call back in. So they took over the show for me. It was funny, and I was like, oh, that had happened before. Sometimes with the Blog Talk Radio, it's like sometimes there's these weird technical problems, and can't always get a hold of someone, like a tech person, and it's like, what is going on here? But, you know, live on the air, you've got to be scared.
James Cameron, who directed Titanic and then Avatar, I agree with him. I never met the man, but he is, no matter what, how organized you are, there's something always go wrong. And hopefully it's nothing major. And so I learned from them. My training is really directing and filmmaking. But, you know, I did martial arts for a long time. I was a competitor back to 60s and 70s. I'm older guy. I'm not that old, I mean.
No, I think you're very young. And, you know, to me, see, for me personally, what I don't like, and I was like, I used to get really mad, but now I'm more passionate. The other thing with my show is with preserving the history, where people like Jackie and all of you guys I grew up watching on TV, and even though you guys will always be older than me, I still see you guys as just as the guys that I have respect. And I'll never, you know, like society and like films and stuff, they always want the younger generation. They keep promoting that more.
It's not
nice
age. I have been told somebody's 40 years old, but the doctor told her that you have a body of 80. I'm sorry.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's why some people die at 30, some people live to be 100.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
Well, it's the fact. The doctor is right. The statistic is right. So I encourage everybody to do something and they like and do it right. And then it'll be fun and fulfill your life with what you like to do, and hopefully it's positive things for everybody. That's it. And I think what you're doing is good for people. I hope the audience there, the listener, can appreciate what you can do, even though you have a nunchucks last name.
It'll never be forgotten. See,
yeah,
I
show
make
nunchucks.
You laugh. See, I make you laugh now.
Yeah, nunchucks.
It'll never be forgotten. See, no one has really that name, so that's why I did it. I says I want something. I don't know, do martial arts or whatever. And it was like, yeah, they hurt. And they hit yourself in the head or in my left elbow. Yeah, they you know, I would take them to auditions, and you know, I go to film events. Now I have fake nunchucks because I don't want to get arrested. So. When I go to film events, I always pose with nunchucks. I don't know why. It's just always stuck. And
it's a felony in California. I don't know about Maine.
I don't know. I've always had them, so I don't get arrested. I just have, when I go to events, I have fake ones, like practice ones that are foam. So I don't get arrested.
Well, it's all good, and don't get arrested. Otherwise, the audience not going to listen to your show.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Sometimes crazy stuff make people listen to it more.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to have people on the show. I'm very respectful, and like I said, you know, I control my show. All my guests are always welcome, and I'm very protective. It's like, you know. When you have someone in your household as a guest, that's basically what my radio show is. Anybody that's my guest, it's yourself, you're a guest. And that's how you should be treated on shows.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm glad you got both. And, you know, different people have different experiences, and we're just sharing our experience on the air, that's all. And then life came on going.
Yes.
Every day is
good
day. Okay.
And I'd like to, before we go, I'd like to, you know, welcome again, you know, on my show in the future, and we can talk more, and I can give you a call, and, you know, thank you so much for being on my show, and, you know, enjoy it out where you are. You can get some sun and eat the barbecue chicken you were telling me about.
The invitation open, I'd be back, but if your listener don't get tired of me, I'd be back.
Oh,
like
I know,
said, I'll be back.
You'll
come
be back
now.
I'll
you're
back.
Here.
Yes, I'll be back. That's what you should say. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on my show. It was an
you're welcome.
Honor.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, time goes by fast, and I know I have a few minutes to make announcements. I'm so very thankful. I would like bow and honor to Grandmaster Eric Lee. He's just so cool, and to say, man, just preserving the history for the martial arts community on my show. I'm so super pumped. But the last part of my show, I usually do it in the beginning, but I just wanted to know, because I got Eric on the show, and like I said, it's just how I go. Sometimes I got to wing it and stuff, and once again, I'm so very thankful to be getting these grandmasters on my show, and it's beyond anything I ever thought I'd. Turning my show this way, I you know, I did the show, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to talk about Jackie Chan and ninjas and stuff, and here I am, turning my show into preserving history and the stunt community, you know, hear it from the words of these people themselves, and preserving it on my show, I just don't know what to say. I'm a loss for words, and I just wanted to, you know, give you updates on a couple things on one of the martial arts kid. If you go to the Kickstarter, right now there's 3 days left to go. And pledged of the $150,000, this is what's been pledged, about $1,045,046. So actually under than $5,000 left to go if you go to the Kickstarter. And, you know, I know that Don Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, and the whole family, the whole Dragon family, everybody that's part of it will appreciate any donations. It's on the Kickstarter program, so you can check that out. And also another thing that I'm actually bringing up right now, too, is the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, where I am a board advisor. I was welcomed by the CEO, the founder himself, John Hagner. If you actually go to Falling for the Stars on the webpage there on the website, and it's a nonprofit organization, and just to read from it about the museum and raising money, I'm waiting for this to come up on my page here about the museum. It says here, it's up now, about the museum. hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Lundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts, equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus video films and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, 81 West K-A-N-E Crane Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160 or email him. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @gmail.com. And there's also Facebook pages. For additional information, go to the Facebook and clicking Falling for the Stars, another page, Artist of the Stars, and then Stars and Legends. And believe me, this is something that I do wish and been trying to, you know, raise money. And it would be, you know, such an honorable thing that I'd be able to help see. Because I think in the stunt community, they do deserve this museum, not just for the 65 years, the 65 past decades, but this is something for the present and the future to see something to preserve for the community. And once again, also, too, about the other promotion, the Martial Arts Kids, we are almost there, the Stunt Stars and Legends. It's a big ensemble between, you know, legendary fighters, living legends. Don the Dragon Wilson himself is an international kickboxer that's been in, you know, the Guinness Book 11 times. He's going to be starring in that. It's a coming-of-age film. It's something to show, you know, it's going to be an amazing, amazing film. It's just the largest ensemble of martial arts MMA fighters, just to show this wonderful coming-of-age type of film. And just one of those beautiful things where I think, I don't know if it's going to be rated like PG-13 or something like that, so it's more based along of a family film that families can actually, you know, go and see. And, you know, I can't believe the show, it goes by so fast. It just goes by so fast, and I'm so thankful for the listeners and for the support. Thank you so much, and it's just being able to do the show and how it's evolving, what it is, I feel so very blessed. And just to show that passion, like, as if anybody that has a dream, like I've always said, if you have a dream out there, you have a good enough chance to do it yourself too, just like anybody else, and you go for it. And speaking of dreams, I'm going to end this show here with a song called Let Me Know by Cardiac, and he himself has gotten back into the studio, so I'm ending the show today with Let Me Know by Cardiac, and I will be getting more and more guests on my show. Hang in there. It's a hell of a ride on Ninja Sunday. And everyone, thank you once again from the bottom of my heart, and have a good Sunday.
been waiting, girl, for this day, you know.